He would, you know, he would start a church, he would stay there for maybe a year, then he would go to another town, he would start another church, to help build a church, stay there for a little while. So he went to a lot of different small towns all over Colorado. And so, I mean, you know, I spent a lot of time with him. My father died when I was younger, so I ended up spending, you know, all summer with my grandparents, or, you know, so yeah, I was at church all the time, or, you know, 3-4 days a week or whatever, you know.
These thoughts of you, they are a gift. The smell of you on the wind's shirt.
And what kind of musical discoveries did you do at that time?
Well, at that time it was just church music, yeah. We didn't really listen to anything else besides. I listened to Johnny Cash.
Your own personal Jesus.
And I listened to mostly just like country gospel type of music. If I was away from church, you know, at church it was just organ and people singing.
Kristendommen har alltid stått sterkt I David Eugene Edwards låtskriving. Både I hans første band 16 Horsepower og nå I Wovenhand. Men med sin røde bandana rundt hodet og svarte sminkerester under øya, ser han mer ut som en rockestjerne enn en kirkegjenger. Og det en, om en litt fordomsfull, motsigelse mellom å være dypt religiøs og samtidig leve ut rockelivet til det fulle. David Eugene Edwards innrømmer at det vanskelig.
Of course, yeah. I mean, there's problems being a Christian or being, just being a human being, basically. There's problems with whatever you do. I mean, I have problems when I'm not playing music, when I'm home, just being a father or being doing my normal life, you know what I mean? I still have as many problems as I do when I'm on the road. They're just different problems, yeah. Or maybe even the same, you know what I mean? I don't think... Yeah, I mean, it's obvious to look at the rock and roll world and say, oh, well, you know, all the trappings of this, you know, basically, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, or whatever, you know, then, which is what it's all associated with. To me, you know, it's just as easy to be involved in anything like that, no matter what you're doing. Maybe you work at a bank, or maybe, you know, what's the difference? You know,
yeah.
I mean, if your desires are your desires, you know, and you do what you want to do, and it's just a little bit more obvious, maybe, in this world, music world or art. You know what I mean?
It's a creator of the world who rules today. Who gives the hours, the time, the herald of day?
What are the biggest problem with it?
Basically just trying to not take yourself too seriously, you know, and then to not take yourself too important, or trying to be humble and to be, you know, and to keep the mindset that, you know, you're no better than anybody else, and you're fortunate to be where you are, and yeah, that's about it.
Du hører på Lydverket. Lydverket på P3.
Yes, I smile and I agree it is a good night.
Faces are covered and I'm in your embers.